The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now let's turn to that breaking news story this afternoon. George Gibney found guilty of the attempted rape of a girl in the 1970s. The former swimming coach also convicted of abusing three other girls on various dates between the 1970s and the 1980s. Frank Graney, our court correspondent, was in court today and he joins us now. Frank, just bring us up to speed. Tell us about the verdict of the jury.
Well, as you say, Shane, George Gibney convicted today on all but one of the 40 indecent assault charges that went to the jury. He was acquitted of one of those charges. He was also convicted of the most serious charge he faced, that of the attempted rape of one of the four girls. All of this abuse took place on various dates in the 1970s and 80s. The trial has been ongoing for the past few weeks, but went largely under the radar because I suppose we weren't able to identify George Gibney until now as an accused person facing allegations of a sexual nature. He was, of course, entitled to anonymity by law. But that now falls away because he has been convicted, so we can name him. The four survivors of his abuse, they're now grown women, they were children at the time. They're still entitled to their anonymity. That will remain in place until they decide to waive it, or if they decide to waive, they're obviously under no obligation to do so. And this was a long time coming, Shane, because you may remember a very popular podcast a few years ago. Now the BBC aired a podcast called Where is George Gibney? And on the back of that, these four women came forward. By then, it was believed that he was in the US, and in June of 2023, an arrest warrant was issued by an Irish court. He didn't contest extradition proceedings. He was arrested in Florida, brought home to face 79 charges. At the outset of the trial, he pleaded guilty to five counts of indecent assault. So that left 74 charges for the jury to consider. But of those, 33 were taken out of their hands by direction of the judge. And throughout the trial, the court heard harrowing details about how George Gibney abused those girls. They were aged between 8 and 15 at the time. Three of them in court today now, grown women, as I say, clearly very relieved and very emotional when those verdicts were eventually delivered.
Okay, tell us more about George Gibney, because of course this story goes back even longer than the podcast you mentioned, and it goes back to my own, actually my old newspaper, the Sunday Tribune, and extraordinary work that Johnny Waterson, the sports writer, did at the time in highlighting the George Gibney case.
Yeah, and there are so many journalists that deserve huge credit for, I suppose, bringing him out of the shadows, not least the guys who did the Where is George Gibney podcast. But I'm also thinking of Justine McCarthy, who has written extensively about this over the years. George Gibney is a former swimming coach for Ireland's national and Olympic teams. He led two Irish swimming teams to the Games in LA back in 1984 and Seoul in 1988. And back in the 90s, he was... This is entirely separate to these charges, I should say. But back in the 90s, he was charged with 27 counts of indecency and carnal knowledge of children. But those charges were never heard because his legal team successfully argued that George Gibney couldn't defend himself at trial because the allegations went back too far. They went back to the 1960s. That may have made sense to some of the allegations, but didn't in relation to many others, because some of the allegations were from the 1980s, which was just over a decade earlier. But in any event, he also made the argument that the allegations lacked detail and weren't specific enough for criminal proceedings. And the courts ruled in relation to those that his right to a fair trial would be infringed if the prosecution continued. So the DPP couldn't pursue the charges and the state didn't appeal. And as we now know, George Gibney left Ireland soon afterwards. He went to Scotland, ultimately ended up in the United States for decades leading up to his arrest. His arrest and subsequent extradition was extensively reported on. But as soon as he came back to Ireland and as soon as this issue became sub judice and was before the courts, we could no longer name him for reasons that I outlined a moment ago. We certainly can now.
Yeah, we should also mention Olympian Gary O'Toole, who back in the 1990s initially spoke out on this issue as well.
Yeah, and one of the main reasons, again, there are so many people that deserve huge credit for bringing George Gibney to justice, and he is certainly one of them too.
Yeah. How did George Gibney respond or react to the verdicts when they were delivered?
a very impassive, gave very little away. He faced away from the public gallery where the survivors of his abuse were seated. He's now 77 years of age. He's a very frail old man with health conditions. He was wheeled into the courtroom by the prison officers just after 3 o'clock this afternoon. He gingerly made his way into the dock. The jury returned a few minutes later, and it took some time, a considerable amount of time, for the verdicts to be delivered due to the sheer amount of the counts on the indictment. They had to go through each and every one of them. And as I say, the most serious offence, the attempted rape of one of the girls that he was convicted of, that was the final count on the indictment. So the survivor of that had to wait right until the end. And there were very emotional scenes in court when the jury's work was finally done. There were sobs from the public gallery as the verdicts were being delivered, but a huge display of emotion behind us when they finally got through all of those verdicts. Three of the survivors, as I say, they were in court. As far as I know, the other survivor lives abroad, wasn't there today. They embraced each other. They embraced the prosecution team, Gardaí, and they all gathered for some time outside the courtroom, clearly relieved that justice has been served after all these years. After their work was done, the judge thanked the jurors for the important role that they have played in this process. Not an easy thing to do, to sit through that evidence over the past few weeks. And the judge said it was clear to him that they approached their duties with great care and attention. And especially given the sensitive nature of what they've heard during this trial.
Briefly, Frank, what happens next? When will he be sentenced?
A sentence hearing will take place later this month on the 29th. He's been remanded in custody until then. On the day itself, the survivors will be given an opportunity to deliver impact statements if they so wish. The judge will hear submissions from both sides in relation to the sentence that ought to be handed down. The law in relation to sexual offending has changed dramatically over the years, particularly when it comes to the length of sentences available. So that'll be one thing for the court to take into account. So too will George Gibney's health. He's a frail old man now with health issues, and his barrister has asked for an updated medical report to be made available ahead of the sentence hearing. The judge may require some time then to consider submissions and pleas in mitigation before passing sentence. But the hearing itself will take place on the 29th of July. Given everything that I expect the judge is going to have to hear and consider, he may then decide to put his judgment back, the sentence back, to a later date.
Okay, Frank Graney, our courts correspondent, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.